Southeast Radio's Business Matters with Carl Fitzpatrick.
Well, the Digital Town Awards are now in their fourth year and will be accepting applications until next Friday. Una McCutcheon, National Director of the .ie Digital Town Programme, joins us now to provide us with examples which highlight the positive impact of digital town projects and to reveal what the judges will be looking for in this year's applications. But Una, remind us about what the Digital Town Initiative is all about.
Good morning, Carl. Nice to be back. What it's about is shining a light on local digital champions, voluntary groups, town and local communities, and also business enterprises. And I'll come back to that in a moment. And you might say, why are we doing it? So I'm calling you from .ie, which is the trusted national registry for over 330,000 domains. And we're a profit for good company. So a lot of our activity is around encouraging digital adoption and supporting digital advocacy initiatives. And that's where the .ie Digital Town Awards came from.
And what benefits can digital towns deliver for their communities?
Yeah, I think one of the things that I'd say it's important to think about when you're thinking about a project, you know, sometimes it doesn't start as a digital project in your head. So you might be doing something that's very useful for your community, and you're using digital as an enabler to make that project happen. I'll give you an example. We have one category, which is the local hero category. This is for our unsung heroes. And in 2023, the person who won that was a lady who had set up a Trishaw volunteer activity. And the idea was that she would take people, from elderly people from nursing homes, and take them out for a spin on the bike and stop and smell the flowers and, you know, just take in the air. And the digital element of her project was that she had an online booking system and that she was using social media to promote it. So it's just, it's that kind of thought process is important to think about. So it's a project that's being done for the betterment of, you know, the community, of the town, of the businesses in the town, and then it's how digital supports it.
And I know that the Ludgate Hub in Skibbereen had a very successful project as well in helping people get back to work.
That's right. They were a winner as well. And again, what they were about was trying to help people who, what they call workplace returnees. So people who had to leave the workforce for whatever reason, maybe family or health or whatever. And, you know, technology moved so fast that these people needed to be retrained in ICT skills and digital skills so that they were able to get back into the workforce. So that's another super example.
The Digital Town Awards is accepting applications until next Friday, March the 1st. The awards celebrate and recognise the digital achievements of local towns. But what categories can these projects apply for?
So we have a range of categories. We have 10 in total. And we have digital education, tourism, community, business, agri-tech, sustainability. So those are some of the main categories. And then we have a special one for newcomer. And we have two further ones. One is a digital rising star. And that's for somebody maybe who's at a group within a town that's at the start of their digital journey. And the next one is a digital change maker. So that's maybe one that's a little bit more advanced, a little bit further down the line. And what we love then to reward is the digital local hero. So it's, as I said, the unsung hero, the person who works tirelessly for the betterment of their community. So your listeners can find more information on digitaltownawards.ie.
Where do the applications come from? Do they come from the Chambers of Commerce or the Tidy Towns or local authorities or community groups or even individuals?
So that's a really good question, and it's a combination of all of the above. It's the sort of people who would be active in their community. They're the people that I call the doers, and they bring other people along with them. You know, so it might be that there's a special project going on. It could be a business association. It could be somebody from the chamber. But it's usually a group of people, like-minded people, who've come together to try and do something to improve their town, whatever that project might be.
And what does the application process entail? And I suppose the important question for many listening is, how long does it take to complete the application process?
So the application process, we have, apart from the kind of administrative questions, who are you and what's your email address, that kind of thing, there's two main questions. And it's to outline what the vision of the project was, and then it is to outline how the project was achieved, right? So those are the two main questions. It probably will be information that's in everybody's head. So I'd say you could probably get it done in an hour to 2 hours, that type of time frame. We're very conscious that the people who are involved with projects in towns very often are volunteers, and they're, you know, time poor. So we wanted to keep it streamlined and straightforward. And the other thing I'd just say as well is that these awards are for projects that are at different stages of digital maturity or sophistication. So, you know, it could be something as simple as an online booking system and using social media, the one I mentioned to you earlier there with the trishaws. But it could be something far more sophisticated, and it could be like an Internet of Things project. So we've had a couple of those kinds of projects entering as well and being winners. So I would just say to people, don't think that you're not sophisticated enough to enter the awards. You absolutely are, because it's about the impact that it has as opposed to the technical complexity. Does that make sense?
It does, and it reminds me of a project that won back in 2022 down in Piltown. Talk to us about how the community there overcame a major challenge when the National Broadband Plan was bypassing the town.
This was in Piltown in Kilkenny, and a group of people, and again spearheaded by one or two people who were really motivated to do something about it, they came together in their community hall. They said, broadband is bypassing us. What are we going to do about it? So they set up a voluntary group called Broadband for Our Community. And it was the first community-owned fibre to the premises project in the country. And in fact, having spoken to them afterwards, they've had people from Wales and from other places come to them to see how they manage their project. So landowners provided access to the land. Volunteers in the town were trained as fibre optic technicians. Everybody came together and successfully delivered it. So the impact for the town was that school students, for example, could study in their own homes using internet access, which they hadn't been able to do before. Businesses were suddenly able to get online to do, you know, maybe ordering their own supplies, not even so much from an e-commerce point of view, if that makes sense. So, you know, I think it's looking at those type of projects are absolutely inspiring, and you can see the impact that it has.
And from your own experience, Una, what do the judges look for?
We have actually got the very specific criteria, again, outlined on our website. And what they are looking for is kind of specific information around what people are asserting within the within their application. So the vision piece that I mentioned earlier, that's the first question, there's 40 points assigned to that. And the kinds of things that the judges are looking for, that breaks down into a description of the ambition and rationale behind the project, what expected outcomes and impact there might be, how it has contributed to the overall development of the town, etc. So that's 40 points. And then there's 60 points allocated to the digital project criteria. So this would be, you know, how well the project description was outlined, you know, describing the level of collaboration and involvement of different personnel and groups, sharing knowledge and experience, etc. So, yeah, so those are the, and then the one for future plans.
And what prize will be awarded to each of the category winners then?
So the overall prize fund is €60,000. And that breaks down for the main categories, $4,000 for the winner and $2,000 for the runner-up. And then for the special categories that I mentioned, like the Rising Star, the Changemaker, and the local hero, they're slightly different. They're 3,000 and 2,000 respectively. But on top of the overall winner wins an additional 5,000.
Last year, of course, Clonmel's Smart Skills for Farming Communities project won the overall award. Why did this particular project stand out?
Well, I think what the judges really wanted to see was that, you know, the farming communities have been sort of a little bit bypassed with the lack of broadband, and also they can be quite overwhelmed with the amount of paperwork that is part of their job now. And what the community wanted to do was to enable farmers and farming community families to upskill so that they could really reap the benefits of digital. And I think that's one of the things that the judges wanted to reward. And in fact, it's an interesting that you picked that one out, because they won in the agri-tech section, but they could equally have applied under the digital education category. So what I'd say to your listeners is, if you have a project that you think spans two different categories, enter in each category. Because, you know, if you could, you're increasing your chances, obviously. But yeah, so that I would just say that. And then, of course, for the digital business, this year is the very first year that we opened it up to individual businesses. And what we're looking for there is how businesses are using digital to best serve their consumers or customers.
Well, if you've just tuned in, that was Una McCutcheon from the .ie Digital Town Programme, and it's clear to see the positive impact which these projects are having on their local communities.
Southeast Radio's Business Matters with Carl Fitzpatrick.